Rodriguez on the morning show. Hey, on the phone, he was just on Good Morning America. We got Deion Primetime Sanders on the phone. Hey, Brian, good morning, man.
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, I just saw your interview, man, and that blanket that was draped across that chair came from Kirkland's, I believe.
I don't even know what Kirkland's is.
I do. I got some good stuff. A little ceramic, little figurines.
Yeah, like Michael's?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to take you over there. All right, Brian, you were just on Good Morning America. And
I think a lot of people want to know, because I think a lot of people are surprised, but why are you being public about the incident or being so public about it?
Because me being public, I got best friends of their childhood talking about I hit this person, hit that person, and mm-hmm. I ain't touched nobody. You know, unfortunately, the kids saw it. But fortunately, they did. I got two witnesses that are children that saw the whole incident that has no alternative, no motive, no financial motive involved to prosper, which is ignorant, man. I'm so sick of this stupid mess. We're on the phone right now because of money, not about an incident, because of money.
And speaking of money, real quick, if I may add, a lot of people feel like, for some bizarre reason, that $1 million isn't enough to keep somebody on their feet until they find their next situation.
Yes,
and what's your comment on that?
First of all, that's ignorant, man. I mean, it's especially in these turbulent economic times, and you talking about what's not enough or what is enough. What is enough? And, Ebony, you know, I'm not calling you out, baby, because you know I love you.
I love you too, baby.
But let me tell you something. When you talk about somebody help me get somewhere, you know I only played 1 year of football during the marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 year. So how did you help me?
I didn't say. Oh, you're saying she said that?
No. I'm saying you said they helped me get all of this or whatever that I have.
God has
helped me get all of this and what I have.
Okay, right. I never said that someone helped you get that. Let's get that straight.
Well, I apologize, baby. Well, I'm gonna slap myself in the mirror.
You better. I'll do it when I see you. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I'm just trying to figure this out because I really want this to go away. Because you know we
go away. This ain't gonna go away, man.
I know.
As long as money is the goal and the aim, it's not gonna go away. This is ignorant.
So do y'all,
I'm sick of it, man.
Do y'all have a gag order?
Yes, I can't talk about the divorce at all, but this ignorant case, I mean, about this ignorant assault, I can. And the sad thing about it, I have it on tape, man. I'm smart enough to tape the darn thing when they bust up in my room. I'm smart enough to do so. And who has a friend sitting on the step?
So who bust up in the room?
Pilar did.
And her friend. No.
Her friend was waiting, like, on my daughter's steps, which leads up to her bedroom, two steps, probably 5 feet outside my door.
Kind of like a lookout or something, maybe?
No, sort of sitting up there with a camera phone pointing at the door.
So was it, like, you know, straight violence as soon as she came in, or, like,
no,
was it an
when
argument?
When she came in, she was yelling and screaming, you know, all of this, and Charlotte was like, Mommy, why did you come in the room? Why did you come in the room? Daddy, you know, leave him alone. Leave him alone. I have all this recorded. Leave him alone. And I'm saying, Pilar, please get out of my room. Please get out of my room. She said, well, let me see Shador. And Shador said, no, I'm scared. My son is scared of her. This started Friday night, my man. This didn't start that Monday. It started that Friday when she held my son against his will, and I had to call the police to get him out of a locked room for an hour. That he screamed and yelling, somebody get me out of here, Mommy, let me out of here.
Oh, that had to be hard to hear.
Hard to hear.
Yeah.
I tried to kick the door in, and the police was getting ready to arrest me. I said, guys, my 10-year-old is in there screaming because somebody snatched him from me and took him in the room and locked the doors and wouldn't let him out. They said, well, we can't do nothing unless he's physically harmed. I said, so now he's got to be physically harmed for you to do something. So that means he's harmed before you could do something.
Okay. Of course, we're talking to Deion Sanders, and who's like one of our family members, so that's why we definitely want to get the details of what's going on here now.
Right. That's where it started, Friday night, when the police had to come and get my son out of the room. Then after that, we went back to Oklahoma for a baseball tournament. I come back Saturday. I see four women in my house with boxes. They just having a stealing party. I said, so y'all just going to get down like this?
Wow. Okay, and so you were on Good Morning America, and of course we were on the air, so I saw bits and pieces of it, but there was a piano teacher at the house?
Piano teacher never came in my home.
Okay, but why would she say you were the aggressor then? That's crazy.
Thank you. Not only did she say, let me tell you the three inconsistencies. She never walked in the home. She says that she heard glass, it wasn't no glass down the whole hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Then she also said only one of my kids was there. Both of my kids were present. Then she also said that the police treated me nicely. She never saw me. She never came into the house. And you know, y'all been to the crib. There's no way you can hear what's going on outside.
I sure have been to the crib, and I see why Pilar don't want to leave. I'll be holding on to that pillow on the front porch, too.
Right, but it's just ignorant. Then you got a little robust friend sitting up the line.
Did you say robust?
But she on the news right now, Dion, saying all kind of stuff. She said that you chose Pilar.
What is robust? You know, the sad thing about it, she's
husky
lying.
Fat. Oh, my God.
6 years later. 2007, she called me talking about I choked her. How you gonna come up with something like that?
Hey,
did you hit her with a statue?
Brian,
what a friend look like?
She's comfortable.
He said she's robust.
Robust.
He said comfortable. Is there any sport that she's eligible to play?
Rugby.
He said, cause she's comfortable.
Shot put.
Hey, Prime. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, do you
Prime,
think?
Don't say
y'all
that.
Man. You know y'all.
Hey, for real, man. You think Pilar was trying to get you to actually put your hands on her? You think she was trying to provoke you?
Dude, come on, man. You know a setup when you know a setup. So I walk out the room and your girlfriend waiting outside the door with a camera phone, and then she gonna just jump in that thing?
Here's the most important thing I want to ask. Why won't a judge issue some kind of emergency order to keep y'all separated until the divorce is
over? Well, that has happened. That has happened. You know, they're out of the house. They say only 60 days. We go to court.
What's going to happen after that 60 days, you think?
Well, first of all, ain't no way you come back in this crib. Ain't no way in the world you could do that.
So she's out the house.
Brother, but my mama won't let you come back in the crib.
So,
you know, and my mama good with them things. Too good for
So
she is.
So she's out the house.
She hit me when I was eight. I ain't recovered.
So, Brian.
So go ahead.
Shout out, Dion. Hell.
Gary.
I'm just sick of him. He needs to just hug.
Hey, Gary.
What?
Gary, remember we talked yesterday?
Yes.
You go in the same bathroom I do.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tell him again, bro.
Gary,
what the
hell?
You go
in the same bathroom I do.
Well, I tell you what, dear, honey, there's a lot of men waiting in line for Pilar, honey, Gary. So you need to just finalize it and end it.
Gary.
What?
We may tear off when we get in the bathroom, but we go in the same one.
Hey, Brian, me and Gary be going to the bathroom together. I'd be like, dang, why you break off to the left? I'd be forgetting.
Hey, Gary.
What?
Now you know, if you and BLJ had a problem.
Look, don't subscribe to that mess with Ricky them.
You mean LJ.
B-E-J.
How do you... Dion.
B-E-J, that's the LJ.
How do you think this is going to end? How do you really, in your heart of hearts, what is your gut telling you?
Well, it has ended in my eyes. I've been moved on. I've been moved on emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and physically. I've moved on. I think that's the problem that I have, and they're upset that I have.
And you're not willing to give her more money. The $1 million in the prenup, that's it? Or can
That's just like asking an insurance company. So my house burned down. Y'all going to give me some more? But no, you had an insurance policy, man.
You need to go ahead and get that woman the money she needs. My thing is this now. You're not divorced yet, but now what is this with you and Tracy Edmonds? We're seeing pictures with y'all circulating.
They were just on the red carpet, right?
Let him finish. You know what? Let him answer the question.
Damn right. Let him answer.
Women, y'all be sticking together.
Well, my thing is, he ain't officially divorced yet, and you still. Y'all allegedly, honey,
y'all
just going
that
as a friend. That was not a good look.
Tell me something, Gary. Did you ask her the same question?
And hell, I wish she would get on the radio and talk like you.
Did
we
you
could.
Ask her the same question you
well,
asked.
Well, when I talk to her, I will. But she.
Because I've been alleged with one person. So are you asking the same questions to her?
Well, we not seeing her with nobody. We seeing you with somebody.
We got to go.
Hey. I'm happy, Gary.
Hey, I know that's right.
I'm happy, Gary. Brian, I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. I'm so happy, Gary. When I see you, I'm going to hug you.
Hey, Brian, thank
you. Your legs will kick up in the back.
Thank you so much.
Deion Sanders, thank you so much. And know that whenever we talk, we are fair balance. I didn't say any of that. I just want you to know that.
Hey, Brian.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian.
I just got to crank you up a little bit.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
We're going to drop them off.
Y'all
give it up to Deion Sanders, Prime Cut. Must be the money, dog.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.